So you guys get on your ship and you guys take off into outer space. Before you guys get too far, your ship picks up a distress signal from a nearby vessel. So you go and you answer the call and you hear a voice. It says,
21 there. This is Dr. Audrey Fett. I am one of the last remaining crew members aboard the Republic medical freighter, the Zeeland. We were transporting Rackle serum and a few live samples broke free and overran the ship. I and three others have secured ourselves in my office inside the medical bay and cannot control the ship. Please, save us.
There's a timestamp, coordinates, an emergency code, a beep, and the message restarts.
We gotta go help her.
I agree.
Let's go save Audrey Fett.
Fine.
Chebs?
I mean, I'm in.
All right, let's go.
Episode 50. The crew of the Tin Sparrow just finished searching the crumbling ruins of a Jedi temple on Vrogas Voss, where they found a forgotten Jedi holocron. As they left the planet, they got a distress signal from the Republic medical freighter, the Zeeland. On board, the crew's ally, Audrey Fett, begs anyone to rescue her from an apparent Rakul outbreak. The crew answers the call and lands the Tin Sparrow within the Zeeland's docking hangar. So you guys fly about an hour to the coordinates. It was close by. That's why you're able to pick up the distress signal. And you guys dock your ship in the Zeeland's docking bay. So you guys land your ship. What do you do? I guess you're just getting off the ship.
Get off the ship.
Thank you for telling me.
We eat breakfast.
We wait to see what happens.
Pian's like, what the fuck are we doing, guys?
Oh, hey, Pian.
Yeah.
We're going to go rescue someone.
Okay. Well, I was making waffles, so hurry back. So you guys get off of the ship, and you're now in a...
bigger ship?
Yeah, in the docking bay of a larger ship.
Huh.
Is it dark when we get off into the ship?
Nope. Everything's on.
It's daylight.
Oh, okay.
It's not daylight. So as you guys are looking around, there isn't another ship on here, but the doorway that would lead to the rest of the ship is closed. You do see a couple of bodies lying around.
Chebrub sniffs them.
They are freshly dead, and they've only been dead for maybe a handful of hours.
Do they smell like they could be food?
I mean, they're humans and stuff.
But does it smell like tainted or rank or anything?
No.
Hey, guys, somebody just left some meat in here. Y'all hungry?
It's probably tainted meat. If they're dead like this, they were probably bitten by the Rakul.
I smack the meat out of Chubrub's hand.
Can I check those bodies for, like, data pads or any sign of why they died?
Yeah, but before you get a chance, you hear over the ship's comms, you hear like crack on, and you hear Audrey's voice. You hear her say,
"Oh my stars, it's you guys. You came. Thank the cosmos. I'm gonna make it out of here alive."
I don't know if she sees us. It's us.
I'm waving.
Hi.
Where are you waving? Do you see waving. The carrier?
Just
no. Waving and
just
the
waving because I hear her. Hi, lady.
I wave back to him.
Hey.
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 What's up?
You got any Shasta?
No.
God damn it.
Where are you located?
In the medical bay.
What?
Medical bay?
Isn't this all a big medical bay?
Yeah. Fair.
The medical bay of the medical bay.
But I'm in like the main medical bay near the bridge of the ship.
Where's that?
Near the bridge of the ship.
Where's that?
It's probably at the front.
It's like the front.
Captain, where's the front? Which way?
We're gonna go up first.
Oh, I see it. There's a map over here. It's past the Orange Julius, but before the Footlocker.
I don't know what you're looking at. There's not a map.
That's for the Mall of America.
Mall of America?
What the fuck is a Mall of America?
Audrey, I'm gonna shoot it too straight. You might die. We haven't left this bay area hangar yet.
How do we get out of here?
Listen, I'm gonna do my best to get all of you to me in the medical bay. A lot of the doors are sealed, and there are Rakuls all over the place.
What?
But I should be able to open doors and create a path to guide you to me. Once you get here and clear the way, we can get off this ship and away from these rackles.
Can I check the bodies around us, see if there's, like, radios or, like,
yeah,
security cards or anything?
That's what I was going to do. Say.
Well, it that's took awesome. Me too
I
long
just picture Kale, like, wandering over the body, and Riley just shoves past him and starts searching. Yeah.
I like to think that we're both reaching for the same in our hands.
He grabs the cigarette.
And I make the most stupidest face.
Yeah. Andre goes,
the body nearest the door, that's the ship's dockmaster. You should be able to find an ID card on him that will allow you to use the terminal near the door.
I'm on it.
Me too.
That's Raise not you. Necessary. I let him get there first.
All right, so you get to the body. And
Gone
you,
so fast.
You yeah. pat through his pockets and belt what and whatnot. Jesus. And you pick
Why
up.
He's
not
juicy.
Guys, he's got a data pad. That's not a data pad. That's not a data pad at all.
He has got an ID badge on him. He also has 2 computer spikes and 100 credits.
I just like... kind of pick and get the card off of him while Kel's hands are in his pockets.
So you grab the ID card and you take it over to the terminal by the door. Whoever's going to unlock the door, give me a use computer check.
31.
You access the terminal. You notice when you get like logged in that there's 2 options. There's 1 to unlock the door and there's 1 to download the ship's schematics.
Can you do both?
And I can't do both.
Yeah, you can do both. Yeah,
I do both. Both. Yeah. Control all and hit return.
I'm going to need use computer checks on both of them.
So that first one was just to open up.
Just to get logged in.
Fun.
It's going to be a lot of DC checks tonight.
Sweet.
20 for that first one. And that was to open the door.
Nope.
That is a 20 for both of them. Whoops.
No, the door does not open.
Hey, let me help.
Can somebody assist me on my use
someone
computer
can
check?
Aid.
Oh, I nat 20'd.
Anybody have used computer?
I have like a 1.
You just run up there and smack
I
buttons.
I go over.
It works.
I don't know. I have 0, but I go over.
Oh, you have
0. Yeah, but
I mean,
nat
20'd. I rolled a 24 for
I get it, but
nat
I go 20 over,
is not an automatic
I go
success.
Over there and I try to help.
It doesn't do anything, but it gives you a +2, so give me another roll.
Okay.
Or Sawbone does.
32.
Okay. And you wanted to open the doors?
That was to download the schematics.
Okay. 32?
32.
Boom. You downloaded them.
Boom.
Yay.
Real quick, can someone go grab the map and throw it on the table?
Oh, sick. Yeah, unlock the map.
You got to get that door open. Try it again.
28.
The door clangs open.
Very nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Entree. All
right. Everybody be on your toes.
I get up on my toes, and then I climb up Sawbone's back and then sit on his jetpack.
So the door's open, and in front of you is a hallway. You guys walk out into the hallway, and over the intercoms, you hear Audrey again.
Across from you is the cargo hold. It's been sealed, and the only way in there is with an ID badge from the chief officer. Or by overriding the controls on the bridge. I last saw the chief officer head to the bunks, but since you guys are coming to get me, the bridge might be the faster option. To get to me and the bridge, you'll have to go through the other door, the one there on the left. You can use that terminal there to get past the lockdown, but be careful. There are rackles on the other side of that door.
How many?
Looks like 3.
So again, there's another terminal there, just like the one you used in the last room. So you want to give me some more use the computer checks?
Yes, 18.
That's good enough to pull up the menu.
Ah, fucking Vista.
And this time you can see there is access cameras.
I'm going to access the cameras.
Give me that check.
As 18.
That's good enough. So you can see inside of the room. And you can see the 3 rackles. One of them's just kind of like roaming around the room a little bit, and 2 are over a body and are eating what is left of it. It's just guts and mush.
I covered the screen.
Yeah.
Nobody look.
Especially Chubrub. Chubrub will get jealous. Mm. Yeah, it's like a stew.
Tapas.
On one of the walls, you can see there's like a circuit panel, and a little pop-up shows up on the screen. It's like overload circuits.
Oh, hell yeah. Hey, guys, can I overload these circuits?
That sounds like a pretty bad idea, but I don't know computers.
Well, I do.
Is it going to keep us from getting through the doors?
The rackles in that room, right?
I think it'll kill the rackles.
Yeah.
I think it'll make, like, a little explode.
Let's overload the circuit.
I'm doing it. That's a 30.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, so you're watching the camera feed. You see the circuit in the wall. You see electricity start to spark from the panel, and you see it arc and hit Dracula that's pacing around. And from him, the electricity then arcs and hits the two eating the body, and they get zapped. They are not dead, but they are...
But they're hurt.
They're hurt, and stunned. Now they're angry. Toasty. And they are also stunned. You see them. They're angry, but they're also kind of like shaking their heads like... Bleh. If you want to open that door, give me that DC check to open the door.
I'm going to open that door.
I'm going to ready a force push as soon as that door opens.
28.
Yeah, that's good enough. The door opens up.
Get ready, boys, and m'lady, and m'ewok.
M'chubrub.
M'chubs. We got some stunned rat boys up in this.
Well, it looks like a pretty small room. Who's going in first?
It was a small room. There's a lot of you. They're stunned, so you guys can get a quick round, and then we may have to roll for initiative if you guys don't fucking kill these guys.
I was going to force push the shit out of the whatever's on the inside of the door, and the door opens.
Okay. Give me a use the force check.
30.
I'm going to assume a yes.
That only does 2 points of damage. But to each of them, but they all move back. Like
how many points of damage?
2. But it moves them all back five feet for every
tiny.
Yeah,
it moves them out, but moves them by a square for every 5 that I beat their strength.
Well, they're just into the walls. Then there's not a room, so they don't really move far. It's kind of blap.
Yeah, so they're just up against the other wall. Yeah.
Then I'm going to use my swift action to huck a thermal detonator into them.
Oh,
so that's a 31.
Yep,
23 points of damage to all of them.
Those rats dead, boy.
Basically.
They're squished to paste. No, maybe not that bad. They're definitely squished.
Okay, moving forward.
Yeah, moving forward. I forgot to draw. There's another room to the side.
Listen, we check every room because there might be good loots in every room.
Yeah, I kick that
I
door.
Walk in and well, I kick the locker open.
Damn it. Yeah. I forgot how doors how work doors in work. This universe.
So you like kick it sideways?
I kick it up.
Yeah, you kick it up.
Nice. You go to kick the door, but it goes up before you get close because of the motion sensor activating. It goes up and you just
do an air karate.
Yeah. Miss.
Nailed it.
Whiff. In the room, you see it's just a little supply closet. There's not much in there, but you guys do find 3 med kits, 200 credits, and 2 tubs of Bantha butter.
Boom! I told you, we always check these crates. There's always good loot in there.
Chubrub just runs up to the first one and just rips the lid off and sticks his face in it and just starts...
Focus!
Okay, so there's 1 tub of Bantha butter. No. He claimed that one.
The first one is just mostly all over his face and chest.
This is why we eat before these things.
Mm-hmm.
It was an emergency.
Thought we talked about this.
I grabbed the rest of the stuff.
All right, so you grab those things and you leave, stepping over the mess of Rackle goo.
Ew.
And human goo from
Don't
the
get it on my
human
shoes.
In which they were eating. And you guys walk into this other room. It's like a little lab with computers lining the walls and stuff. You can see directly in front of you there's a door. And you can see a droid standing on the other side.
Oh, yeah, this guy's bad. This guy, I got a bad feeling about this one.
I put on a lab coat and ask everybody to call me Dr. Kenobi. Hey, can everybody just call me Doc Kenobi?
No.
No, you can't heal me up.
Do you have a degree?
I got a degree in kick-assery.
Doctor of kicking ass.
Can I see that degree?
No, I'm down with it. It'd be like that show Space of Our Lives.
I actually was in the running for one of those
Dr.
episodes.
Space Remore.
Dr. Space Kenobi.
Dr. Drake Kenobi.
Sure. Yeah.
Is the droid active? It looks like
it's
shut
active.
Down.
It's active.
So it doesn't notice
just,
us?
Nope. Or? It's just standing there. And it's got its gun, like a blaster rifle. And you guys can also see to your right, there is a hallway.
Guys, be cool. I'm going to coup de grace this guy.
Good luck.
No one's stopping me from just attacking a random droid?
I'm in the...
I found a gun.
I found a marker, so I'm writing in Dr. Kenobi, so I'm busy.
Okay.
Chubrub is just sucking their butter out of the fur around his mouth.
Gross. Okay. So... Kel approaches the door. The door slides open, and the droid turns, points the gun at you.
Ah!
Roll initiative.
Boom. So Chubrub and Marky, I will say neither of you were paying attention. So no matter what you rolled, I think you're going to go at the end.
Yeah, we weren't.
Yeah, you weren't.
No. But hey,
yeah,
I got a sweet name tag.
25.
23.
28.
All right, so it's the droid's turn.
Oh, droid goes first. Rip Kale.
Hello, do you have time to talk about our Lord and Savior? Hi.
Space Jesus.
I'm going, you droids want some cookies?
Got another Corky Romano reference. It's been a while since we've had one.
Yeah, you know.
The droid says something droidy about intruders and blasts you. He shoots you basically just point blank in the chest for 21 damage.
Holy shit!
Just... or cue sound effect.
Intruder alert.
Do I like fly backwards like one of the ends of scenes of Django or something? Yeah. I fly across the room.
Yeah, but like the wife in Django, like unnaturally to the side.
Yeah.
Like that's not how physics works.
For how much damage?
21.
That is equal to my threshold.
I see Kale like fly backwards. Uh-oh.
Time to stop being the doctor.
The doctor's on call?
Yeah.
Oh, so the doctor's in, yeah.
Yeah, the doctor's right, in.
Too bad it's not your turn, Sawbone.
I'm saving it for mine. You know, I was going to say, it'd be really funny if it's like, the doctor, and then Sawbone's like, the doctor's in.
Oh.
The doctor's in.
I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and shoot that droid right in the head. My attack roll is a 28.
Nice one.
That is 36 damage.
Damn, okay. Sawbone, you shot it in the face, blew a nice big hole in it, but it's a droid, so it can continue to function. He's still standing, and it is Kale's turn.
Whoa, Kale just took one to the chest?
Yeah, you definitely did.
Oh.
You okay, Kale? I saw you just get shot there.
I took a real good one. Mm-hmm. I'm a real pickle over here.
A real
owie.
Thumper.
Oh. Can't breathe.
That's what I do. I spend my turn wheezing.
I'm not done.
Tip of that just got me, Odell.
I've knelt beside him at this point and said, "Can you tell me your symptoms?"
Oh my god.
It doesn't hurt there. Move your hand. It doesn't hurt there.
I'm just using that for leverage.
I get up. If I get up, I can still I guess I am prone. I can still shoot once.
You can either shoot both from the ground and take negatives on both.
Fuck that. I get up.
Or stand up
pop,
and
I,
shoot one
oh,
good
yeah.
one.
Yeah, I'll shoot one good.
Oh, yeah. Give him a good.
I'm wrapping him as he's shooting with gauze.
28. 28 to shoot.
That's a hit.
I'm spraying alcohol on his backside. I'm just really doctoring him up.
It's not where he got shot, though.
I don't care.
Shot in the chest.
I'm just dumping shit on him.
24 for that shot. 24 damage.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you put one right in his chest. And it's just a sparking, smoking cavity as he seizes up and hits the ground. Out of commission.
You solved our droid puzzle.
And sorry to everyone else who didn't get a chance.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay, because as he's taking a victory lap, I stab him in the arm with an EpiPen. There you go. All patched up.
You are not a real doctor.
You are not a real doctor. You don't know how to use an EpiPen, so you just like jab him with it. Not injecting it. Just hitting him, bruising his ass.
And then I throw it behind me, and it's all fixed.
Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. There's not really anything in this room, but once again, there's another tiny room to the side that you guys are more than welcome to check out what's inside.
I'm not opening this door.
What's behind this door?
I'll go check it out.
So Riley goes up and opens the door and goes through, and there is a mangled corpse inside.
Oh, Jesus.
But maybe Jesus. It has
a key card
or something.
All right, I'll search it.
Maybe it has some loot.
I'm searching.
Okay. Yeah. You find another computer spike.
Was there a stethoscope on that body?
No, and there was not much left.
Okay. All right. I'm just looking.
Yeah. It had been...
Those are also the noises that Chub Rub is making, because he is just licking his lips, looking at all the carnage, and he's very sad that he can't eat anything.
Yeah, because it's probably like all
tainted.
It's
the bad meat.
It's a bad... Yeah.
Ain't no such thing, baby.
Other episodes would prove otherwise. So you guys regroup, and you go back the way you came, and... You now are now looking down that hallway that long hallway. And this is where it kind of looks like a horror film. There are a number of corpses and flickering lights and blaster marks all over the walls. And you can see down towards the end of the hallway, like straight ahead, are two rackles.
Oh, no.
And they don't see you guys just yet.
Oh.
Can I use force push and like try to throw them to the end of the hallway?
Yes.
That is a 31.
Yeah. So roll damage.
4 damage.
I mean, Chub rub my combo on that and grab one of them and whip him into the other one.
Okay.
40.
Then absolutely.
What?
I grabbed one and whipped it into the other one.
Ah. The old hit a dude with another dude.
Classic move.
30 to both of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Are they dead?
Yeah, they're dead.
Oh. All right. And those two are dead. You just crush their bodies. All right, so you guys move down the hallway. As you pass by, you see there's another hallway, or that door right there that you're passing by. It is sealed shut, and it does not... There's no control panel or any way into that right now. You move into this next little lab. Jer, give me a perception check.
D20.
28. Okay.
Numbers.
You see underneath one of the like stations there, a stethoscope.
Fuck yeah. I pick up the stethoscope and I put it around my neck. Well, first, I mean, I kind of blow on it, make it, it's like
warm.
Probably going to need to do a little bit more than that. It's covered in blood.
Oh. Chub Rub, lick this.
No.
Chub Rub, lick this clean.
No, I
put it
to.
In his mouth. I pull it out, and I just dry it.
To the right, as you guys enter this lab, there is another sealed door. And then to the left, you can kind of see this like hallway leading up towards the bridge.
We can unlock the sealed door.
It's not sealed. The one right there is just closed.
You guys want me to hear what's on the other side?
Before anyone yes. answers.
Yes, actually, that'd be awesome.
Put my stethoscope
a
on.
A steth check.
I'm doing a steth check.
Uh-huh. So you walk up to the door.
You can't hear it, but I rolled my eyes real hard.
Oh, yeah. I heard it, actually.
Yeah. You go up to the door. You try to put the stethoscope on the door, and the door just slides open, and there's a droid waiting there for you.
Protect your chest!
Oh. He's going to take
wait.
A shot.
Hold on. Wait. The stethoscope just goes to the droid's chest.
Yeah. Can't hear anything.
Or I guess I should say roll initiative.
Yeah. Hey, everyone, and thank you so much for listening to another episode of 8-Bit Saga. We're glad to be back. We know it's been a while. You know how it is. That's just how 2020 be. Am I right? We're hoping to get more episodes out, as always, as quickly as we can. But, you know, again, it's 2020. This year is just, as B put it in a text earlier this week, whack. It's just whack. It just sucks. Stupid. We still have not played since March. This recording session is from last October, October of 2019. So... that's wild. Over a year old at this point. But it's some good stuff. It's a really fucking funny episode, and I'm really excited to share it with you. I hope you guys enjoy. Let's see. What else can we talk about? As always, find us on Twitter at 8bit_saga. Use the 8bit saga hashtag. Get a character named after you. Blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. Let's see. We also got a Patreon, which again, thank you so much for those who are supporting us still through this time. We are still working on getting our table made. Our woodsman, or whatever you call someone who crafts things, craftsman, or the guy who's making our table, you know, he too has been affected by the coronavirus and COVID and quarantine and all that stuff. And so it's taking a little bit longer. Plus, we're not really in a rush since we're not playing in person for the foreseeable future. And we'll see how it goes. We're talking about doing a Life Day special somehow online. It's going to be a nightmare. If there was not 7 people, I don't think it would be that big of a deal. But since there's so many of us, it seems like it's going to be tough. But we'll see. No promises, but just keep an eye out for that. So what I was saying originally, thank you so much for those who support us on Patreon. It's been very helpful. We've been able to purchase things for the table and get the table still moving and being worked on and stuff during all this time. So again, thank you so much. As always, go check out Graham Plowman and his music is awesome. It really just sets our show apart, in my opinion. What else? Go check out the website, 8bitgeek.com, for links to our Discord and to our merch store. Join our Discord. Come talk to people. You know, play video games. Talk about Star Wars, especially The Mandalorian, now that that's back. Hallelujah. Make some friends, right? 8bitgeek has not been posting for a while, and that is because, and I don't know if you guys know this because I haven't talked to you guys in like 2 months, but Jer has undergone 2 surgeries within the last few months to fix his broken heart. I mean, he's not like sad or like, you know, no one broke up with him or anything, but he's been having heart issues, and so he did some surgeries a couple years ago. They had to go do some more. So he has been recovering. He's doing great. He's lost a fuck ton of weight. He is inspirational. He is awesome. And I'm going to stop talking about him in such a positive way, because otherwise it'll go to his head and we just can't fucking have that. Can't have him and Caleb both just fill this podcast with their egos. So that being said, go say nice things to him. Let him know you're thinking about him. He's doing that in the middle of you know, the coronavirus outbreak, and also moving. So he's just doing way too much that in comparison to anybody. Like, he shouldn't be doing any of this, but here he is doing it because it's Jer. So again, go send him some messages of support and stuff as he becomes the best Jer he can be. Go listen to the rest of the episode. If you're a Patreon subscriber or supporter, or however, you know, you want to classify yourself, stick around for like 30 minutes of goofs. If you don't support us on Patreon and you want to hear 30 minutes of stuff that got cut, go over there and sign up for, I think, as little as $5 a month to help support the show. So anywho's, that's it. I'm done. I'm out. Let's do this. Goodbye.
Too bad for all of you. Well, specifically Marky, the droid goes first. So you're stood there, stethoscope up in the air.
On the chest of
yeah,
the
on his
droid.
Chest. So he raises his blaster.
He raises his blaster.
Right to your chest.
Yep. And then,
bow.
Yes, yes.
Can I block it, though?
No!
No! With your chest.
You don't have your lightsaber out. You have a stethoscope
in
hand.
Quick action, right?
That's your dominant stethoscope hand.
Right. Oh, that's true.
Yes.
Okay.
Blast you right in the chest for 15 damage. Next up is Sabon.
All right, I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and put Hunter's Mark on this droid and fuck it up. 29.
Yes.
It's 32 damage.
Yikes.
And it goes down 1 on the condition track if it's not dead.
Goodness. Yeah. You blast him in the face.
My favorite is that you have like the stethoscope in and he just like fires off a shot right in the
The thing is, when it hits the droid, I'm going to hear it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Ow.
Oh, boy. You hear it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Ah! Yeah, you just hear, you have that tinnitus ring. Yeah. Marky, it is your turn. The droid is still standing.
I take my lightsaber out. I put my stethoscope away.
Oh, I'm going for a power attack.
Do it. 34. That's a hit. Now roll me damage.
36.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, nice. Yeah, you slice him in half.
And then I say, time of death, right now.
There you go.
And I run over, I beat it. Don't you live on me, you bastard. Don't you live on me.
While you're stabbing it, you nick the battery and you get shocked for 1 damage.
No! Fair.
And I stab him in the other arm with an EpiPen.
To take 2 damage. Yeah, Kale's just getting fucked up by you. you guys can loot the droid parts if you want for
I take its heart.
Okay, you take its battery.
Can I, like, awkwardly slide by them as they're rummaging the droid and, like, check the room?
Yeah. On the droid, as well as, like, in the room, you guys find another computer spike, his blaster rifle, and two ion grenades.
I'll take the blaster rifle for parts.
Okay.
I grab the computer spike.
I like ion grenades.
So that's it for that room. So you guys continue on through. You guys make it to this room, and you find it's like a little weapons room. A little weapons room. I wrote, like, weapons depot.
For all your weapons
for all your weapons needs.
Also known as an armory.
The armory would be a good term for what this room is. But my brain, no worky.
No worky. My brain do no work.
My brain, no. Go, no. No,
more. You guys see on the walls, there are two blaster pistols. On one wall, another wall, there is four needlers and a blaster rifle and one frag grenade. That's all that's left. Everything else has been picked clean.
I want a blaster pistol.
I want to grab that frag.
All right. So you guys enter the next room, and inside you see just a handful of bodies scattered around the floor. You see one that's kind of near the other door on the other side of the room. It kind of looks like, think like Lobot from Empire Strikes Back. He has like cybernetic implants. And as you're looking around the room, you hear Audrey's voice over the ship's intercom.
I hope you're all making it through the ship all right. I've been trying to unlock as many of the doors as I can. Sorry about those droids. They're our security that went into this emergency lockdown mode. They're programmed to kill anything that wasn't on the ship's manifest. Unfortunately, I can't override that from here.
Lovely.
But you might have some luck when you reach the bridge. The door leading ahead is one of those blast doors that requires another ID badge or personnel code from our comms officer to unlock. Unfortunately for him, but fortunate for you, I see his body lying on the ground over there near the door.
He's not saying anything.
Well, my guess is because he's dead, like everyone else in this room. And boy, do I hope he is. He normally connects to the door in the ship through his cybernetic implants, so he doesn't have an ID badge. But he does have an ID chip.
Where is it?
Yeah, so here's the thing about his ID chip.
Is it in him?
It's implanted in his brain.
It's okay, I'm a doctor.
You're not. I am.
Have you seen this fresh-ass coat?
That I watched you steal and write your name on with
it
a marker?
It clearly says the name.
Yeah, you wrote that. The R is backwards in doctor.
Have you ever tried to spell upside down?
Anyway, you'll have to remove the chip from his cerebellum. And be careful not to damage the chip if you can.
Saw?
Bone.
Saw? You have a saw?
Do I have a saw? No.
Saw?
I can get it open, though. I'm sure I can just crush his head open.
Nope. I get,
no, crush it. You might crush the chip.
Oh, wait.
I don't have a saw.
Sorry, guys.
You got a lights.
I've got a light set.
Oh,
wait.
Huh?
Wait.
Huh?
Ryla?
Perfect. Where are we going with this?
Where is this
lightsaber
going?
Rope. Wrap it around the top of his dome.
Uh-huh.
Cut it just a little bit. Off it goes. We get the chip. Doctor's orders.
Doctor's orders.
What? So are you?
Just give it to me. I grab it.
Wrap it around.
Yeah, I grab it.
Yeah, he's gonna wrap it with the force.
Watch this. And I wrap. Put your finger on it. It's fingerprinted.
I don't think this is a good idea.
Boom. I turn it on. I physically make that sound.
So it ignites.
But I rip it off real
and
quick.
And you rip it off, and you hear him scream for a quick second before you rip his head off.
I was awake! That's going to haunt my dreams.
Yeah. That's going to haunt my dreams. Yeah, you hear like a quick, like,
R.I.P. in peace.
So now you just have his head removed from his body.
No, it was just
the top of his head. Still.
So now his brain's just down.
Usually leads to death.
No.
I really didn't think this was a good idea.
So Audrey's like, Oh, God.
You said he was dead.
You said he was dead.
Well, there's guts everywhere. I assumed he was dead.
This is on you. I point to the closest camera.
I was like, you take a dockside point.
This is all your fault.
Audrey takes a second to gather herself and then says,
so you managed to pull the top off of his head, but the chip is near the cerebellum. As a doctor, you do know where that is, right, Dr. Kenobi?
Of course.
No, all wrong. Wrong.
The easiest way is to take the brains out like this and then go through.
As you're digging through his brain, his body is twitching.
And I hand Ryla back the murder weapon.
Oh, thanks.
That's yours? Mm-hmm. Okay. I take the brain out, and I hand it to Chubrup.
So you rip his brains out. His body convulses. Yeah,
definitely convulses.
Definitely pisses and shits himself.
Yep.
And as you pull the brain out, at the bottom is the tables and things that are embedded.
I swipe that with my lightsaber. Just a womp.
No, I don't need to do that.
Oh, no. Completely unnecessary. What are you? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Never mind.
And you find the chip and you unplug it from the
thing
in his
head.
And
I just drop everything else. I drop it all with a thud on the floor.
This doesn't feel like a victory.
Hey, you know what? It could be worse.
Listen, you guys have never seen surgery before.
Yeah, count your blessings.
That's right. It's a good thing you had a doctor on the team.
Mark, it's important to me that you know you're not a doctor.
I need to hear you say it.
I need you to say these words.
Okay, first of all, saved his life.
Yeah, no, he's a doctor to me.
Thank you. Then I just did a triple bypass.
Yeah.
Doctor.
Bypassed his life 3 times.
Voided his warranty.
Yeah.
not all that was voided.
So I've got the chip. Got it.
Mm-hmm. I'll put the chip in the thing.
And I slip on some of the brain juice. But I'm good. I'm good. I got high acrobatics. I'll make it to the door and I'll... I think I would know how to put a chip into a...
Yeah. Do you want to clean that chip off first? You want to clean it off? Put it in Chubrub's mouth.
Nope.
Come over here.
Nope. I'm not getting off Sawbones' back.
Oh.
Fuck you.
Oh, here comes the ship into the hangar.
I will fucking end you.
Yeah, because that's a great idea to do something with sensitive circuitry.
Yeah, right?
Well, I'm not a technology major.
I'm a technology doctor.
No one here is a doctor. It's important that you know that.
Ryla, you just joined. So how do you know what our degrees are? Have you been to our bunks?
I'm pretty sure you don't have the credentials.
Okay. Well.
Well, let's get to a printer.
Right.
Well.
Show you back on the ship.
I am going to go check and nudge the other bodies just to be sure.
They're all dead.
Okay.
But oh, of course they're dead.
Oh, yeah. Could have taken their caps. Sure.
Your Audrey chime in.
Again, I am so sorry. I thought he was dead. He hasn't moved since the outbreak hours ago, and since he hadn't turned into one of those monsters, I assumed he was deceased.
Don't apologize to us. Apologize to that guy's family.
No, I'll just tell him he died in the outbreak. I mean, he was nearly dead before you finished him off anyways. No need to indulge them with the details of what you did to him.
Yeah, I don't think this is on her.
That was on Marky.
Yeah, see you guys.
What the fuck? I was doing the best I could with the tools I had.
With the tools other people had.
Yeah. I didn't see anyone else jumping up with any ideas.
No, you MacGyvered the hell out of this situation.
Yeah.
Well, chopping his skull off shouldn't have been the first idea.
Well, maybe you should have suggested that before I started chopping.
Exactly. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm proud of you for doing the
Thank
best you could possibly do.
You know
do.
What? Everyone is a critic. People lose people in the surgery room every hour.
Exactly.
And to be fair, that skull cap would make a really nice ashtray.
The mortality rate in this room alone is already skyrocketed. So you know what? My cap's off to you. Oh, his cap's off to you.
Rip.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You guys loot the rest of the bodies.
And we put the loot in the cap.
And you put the loot in the cap.
We're not keeping
what
the cap.
What an awesome bowl.
You pick up another computer spike, a blaster pistol, and 250 credits.
Sick. Yeah. Guys, we're coming out in the black on this one. 250 credits.
So you guys use his ID card, and you're able to...
Do we turn it into an ID card?
Well, it's an ID chip.
Okay.
You are able to get into the computer and open that door up with minimal ease. So you guys move through. You go down this next little lab, and there's another door on your left, and it is sealed shut. It looks like an explosion may have happened there. It's damaged the door. So it's not just sealed. It is damaged. If you've played KOTOR, when you're on the Endospire, there's like a door that's damaged that's trying to open, and it's not. Mm-hmm. It's like that. So you can see it's like... You guys just continue forward on your way towards the bridge. As you enter the next room, there are four rat ghouls in there, and they all turn to attack.
Roll initiative.
18.
24.
29.
30.
16.
Whose turn goes first?
Whose turn goes first? Sawbones' turn goes first.
All right, well, on my turn, I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and shoot them one in the middle in the face and do all the things, the hunter's mark and all of it.
Just do the damn thing.
That's 31.
Okay, that hits.
Good rolls, Ed.
39 damage.
Good God. You, like, blew his head clean off.
That'll teach you.
All right, next up is Ryla.
24.
How are you doing the attack?
I was just getting my saber and taking a swipe at his head with a 24.
Oh, yeah, that's a hit. Fucking, yeah, that's a big hit. I was trying to find his fucking reflex defense.
15 damage.
Okay. You give him a good slashing.
See, this is when it's appropriate to swipe at someone's head.
Swipe or no swipe.
Next up is Chubb. Rub.
I'm going to grab the one that Ryla just like slashed and throw it with the force into another one. That is a 38. That's only 17 points of damage.
Okay.
To both of them.
Not bad.
And then I'm going to whip a blue ball at the one that I didn't throw. 39.
To hit?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
That is a total of 13 damage.
All right, well, that one's dead. You just like crunch it and then blast it with the...
Crunch it. Slap it. Bop it.
Quunch it up.
Squanch it.
Squanch
it. Next up is Kale.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I'm gonna do something.
Do something cool, dude.
I'm gonna do something cool. I'm gonna like do like a roundhouse over one, like an acrobat.
Yeah, give me an acrobatics check.
I'll do an acrobatics check, and I'm just, like, as I'm over it, I'm
blast
like,
it,
blast it straight down.
Give me a good enough check.
Yeah, dude. 22.
Yeah, that's not it. You're fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
What was it? Was
I'm doing it. I'm pulling Ed Mulligan. Mulligan! Mulligan! Yeah, it was a one to shoot. It was a one to shoot.
So you do a
one. I do this sick ass flip.
Just drop the gun on him.
Yeah.
Just for the first shot. Just for the first shot.
So you drop one of your guns.
Yeah. Yeah. I just throw one across.
So roll me that second
the
attack.
The second one was really good. That one is a 37.
But nobody saw that.
Everybody's like following the gun that I throw across the fucking room.
Yeet!
That's what I say as I jump over.
Yeeted your gun out of here.
One. That's 36 damage for that second one.
Oh, fuck yeah, it is. So you do this cool ass flip over it, yeeting your first gun out of your hand. And then you land and just like blast it right in the head.
Just. Can you catch your gun as it comes down?
I think that I threw it at the opposite end of the room.
Throw it back at us?
Yeah, if anything. Does it hit one
oh
of us?
Oh, God, I hope it doesn't misfire.
It hits Chubb Rub in the face.
God damn it!
Yeah! Now it's all greasy with butter. So now it's Marky's turn.
There's
one left.
I'll power attack it.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Give him the old heave-ho.
Yeah. 24 for attack.
Oh, that's still good. Yeah.
35 damage.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a kill. Describe to me your kill.
All right. Well, it's how big are they?
They're like people size. They're a little like misshapen, okay.
But
they're
people
just people
size.
That have turned into ragdolls.
Okay. Are they like kind of
hunched? Yeah.
All right. I stab straight down.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Right to the ground.
All right. So you've managed to kill that batch of rat ghouls.
Nice.
So you guys leave that room and you make your way down this next hallway. You reach an intersection and in front of you is the bridge. To your left is a door that is sealed. And to the right is a door to the ship's emergency med bay and Audrey's office. You hear the ship's intercom crackle on, and you hear Audrey say,
"Thank God you made it to the med bay. I'm on the other side of this blast door. Find a way to get it open, and let's get the fuck off this ship.
You heard her. Hack it.
So give me some checks at the terminal there.
To open the door?
Mm-hmm.
18.
No. But but it says three computer spikes will do it.
Oh, we just happened to pick up three computer spikes.
I think you've picked up more than that at this point.
Yeah, I have three alone, but he's...
I got a spike.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Don't do anything. Don't do anything. And I run back, and I come back like 5-10 seconds later. I forgot to grab my gun.
It's real greasy.
I was going to say covered in... butter, right?
Yeah, Bantha butter.
It's not.
So you use the computer spikes, the door slides open, and you guys enter into the med bay. And as soon as you enter, the door slams shut behind you.
Oh. It wasn't her. It wasn't her this whole time.
You hear Audrey's voice from the comms again. She's laughing.
You fools. You complete and utter morons.
In the medical bay around you, all the monitors flick on, and you can see her as her face fills every screen. You can tell she's still on the ship based on the carnage around her.
I can't believe it. How did you not see this was a trap? Audrey's not on a Republic medical freighter. You left Audrey on Narshadam, Markanovi. Don't you think she would let you know if she was leaving on a mission with the Republic? You're such a fucking idiot, all of you.
And as she's saying this, you watch as her face transforms and you see her turn into the Claudite bounty hunter, the one you thought you left for dead on Dantooine, Lindsay the Merciless.
To be fair, guys, I haven't checked my messages in a long time.
I knew it was a trap from the get-go. She was happy to see us. What the... Who the fuck in this known universe is ever happy to see our gang?
Why am I still following you guys?
Because of our charisma.
It just kind of happens.
You see her shake her head with a wild smile on her face.
What fools. This is going to be the easiest 5 bounties I've ever collected. It's like shooting wolf rats in a barrel.
Oh, hell no.
And with that, you hear the psh of pressurized gas being released into the air vents. The room fills with a green, toxic cloud.
What?
I didn't fart.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.